Hello everyone, my name is Julian Kocha. I have recently joined Scan Open Source Solutions as the Chief Technical Officer, and I'm pleased to be part of this event. This presentation is about the ScanOSS project and not the company behind. But in case you're not familiar with Scan Open Source Solutions, I'll quickly mention that our company brings to the market disruptive technology with the first open source SCI solution. Legacy SCI tools were developed with software auditing in mind. Our technology is built for developers with shift left in mind, which means moving validation to an early stage of the development process, as early as the actual IDE, and covering all kinds of CI/CD integrations. Our solution provides the biggest, fastest, and more accurate knowledge base in the market. We are here seeking nothing but massive adoption of software bill of materials and license compliance validation in modern development environments. I will be taking over from last year's FOSDEM presentation given by our CEO, Alan Facey. Particularly, I would like to take over from three of the topics he covered. He spoke about the first open source SCA platform. He also spoke about the need for integration and interaction with existing open source tools. And last, he talked about the intention to launch a foundation. Let's start with the integration of existing tools. First of all, we have fully embraced Perl. The Perl or package URL specification provides a very simple and elegant solution to defining unique identifiers of software components in different repositories. Perl became the core coordinate to connect all software metadata together in our knowledge base. We have also integrated ScanCode to our mining process, where it detects copyright statements and software licenses with outstanding precision. Also, quite recently, ORT, the OSS Review Toolkit, and FOSLight have published native integrations with ScanOSS. We have also made available our CLIs in different repositories like Python or NPM. So you can now install them very easily on any computer with the commands you see in the screen. We've also received great feedback and contributions in our GitHub repos. In short, the ScanOSS open source SCA platform has gained a lot of traction in the open source community since the last event. Regarding the foundation, it was in fact launched last year, and it was motivated by the increasing global interest in adopting software bill of materials, motivation that was triggered perhaps by President Biden's executive order on improving the nation's cybersecurity. It was interesting to see that he made an explicit requirement of implementing software bill of materials in the software supply chain, and orders the NTIA to define the minimum elements for an SBOM. The NTIA, however, has been carrying SBOM standardization efforts for quite some time. The efforts go way beyond what should an SBOM look like. As early as 2019, they have already made publications expressing concerns about the need for SBOM integrity validation and the lack of linking and tracing mechanisms for software bill of materials in the supply chain. The goal of the foundation is to bring transparency to the supply chain by driving SBOM adoption and offering an SBOM notarization service, which would solve SBOM integrity validation, linking, and traceability. With the purpose of achieving these goals, the Software Transparency Foundation has launched two projects. One is the provisioning of a free and public API service that would allow anyone to generate a software bill of materials. And then there's the SBOM Ledger, which is a decentralized application that offers notarization for software bill of materials, which intends to solve the problems of SBOM integrity validation and SBOM linking across the supply chain. Software composition analysis tools have never been cheap, especially those with large knowledge bases and snippet detection capabilities. These tools have been around for nearly two decades and have only been available to large organizations. In addition to the cost of these tools, large corporations have been carrying also with the expense of having to audit the software provided by their suppliers. The Software Transparency Foundation aims at driving massive adoption of software bill of materials by making a software composition analysis knowledge base available to anyone. Small and medium-sized enterprises and even independent developers now can generate software bill of materials themselves, increasing transparency, efficiency, and reducing overall risk and cost in the supply chain. This free and open source knowledge base is known as the OSSKB. When you download any open source tool from ScanOSS, they make direct use of the OSSKB.org. Of course, ScanOSS offers dedicated instances with guaranteed availability and throughput, SaaS or on-premise. This requires configuring the API URL and keys. But all our tools point by default to the OSSKB.org API. The OSSKB.org is free of charge. It's perpetual. It's safe because it just receives file and snippet fingerprints instead of the actual software being analyzed. It is open source, so you can see how it works for yourselves. It is also anonymous because there are no usernames or API keys required. And it's stateless. Fingerprints are received, they are compared against the knowledge base, and the identifications are sent back on the fly with the HTTP response. We believe that there is no better way to treat customer data than not treating any customer data at all. Last, I wanted to share some news on our open source software platform development. Our CLIs have matured quite a lot. The Python CLI is now multi-threaded and packs a bunch of great features, and we've also made available a webhook which eases the process of integrating with your favorite CI/CD toolchain. On the iCandy side, we have published the first multi-platform software auditing app. That's right, the Auditing Workbench is an open-source app that runs on the fly on any Windows, macOS, or Linux workstation. We have super talented UX/UI engineers who managed to pack lots of advanced auditing features in an interface that is very easy to use, lightning fast, and super sleek. With the Audit Workbench, you can audit your code easily, quickly, and you can export your software bill of materials in the latest SPDX or CycloneDX formats. It just takes a click to download it and a double click to launch it. Again, no installation required and fully open source. You can find direct download links to the three platforms in our webpage, scanoss.com, or in the OSSKB homepage. You can also check out the source code in our GitHub repository. To summarize, the goals announced by our CEO last year have been fulfilled. We have managed to get a lot of community engagement, we have integrations in place with different tools, and we have presence in different repositories. And of course, the foundation now is here and is a reality. What do we want to see next? Well, we want more integrations with open source tools in place. Do you have any tool that you believe can benefit by the service provided by the foundation? Or do you have a tool that could provide more info to the public knowledge base? Please let us know. We'd be truly happy to hear from you. We would, of course, like to continue to see engagement in our open source projects in GitHub. Do you have any feature requests? Do you have any ideas to share? Do you have any code that you would like to contribute? Our GitHub repos are there for you. Last, if you believe that your community or your company finds the work of the foundation useful, we have an interesting sponsorship program in place, which even features a fee-less community sponsorship level. That's pretty much all I wanted to say. I thank you all very much for your attention, and we'll jump into the Q&As now.